It's Monday, January 13th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Biden spoke on Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House said. As officials race to reach a Gaza hostage and ceasefire deal before Mr. Biden leaves office on January 20th. Mr. Biden and Mr. Netanyahu discussed efforts underway to reach a deal to halt the fighting in the Palestinian enclave and free the remaining hostages there, the White House said in a statement after the two leaders spoke by telephone. Mr. Biden stressed the immediate need of a ceasefire in Gaza and return of the hostages with a surge in humanitarian aid enabled by a stoppage in the fighting under the deal, it said. Netanyahu updated Biden on progress and on the mandate he has given his top-level security delegation now in Doha in order to advance a hostage deal. In other news, China's trade surplus grew to over $104 billion in December as exports rose faster than expected, according to official customs data released on Monday. Chinese factories rushed to complete orders ahead of higher tariffs threatened by President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump has said he will raise tariffs on Chinese goods when he takes office as president. The plans will likely raise prices in America and make it harder for Chinese exporters to sell in the U.S. Exports climbed 10.7% from a year earlier, surpassing the forecasted 7%, according to the released data. The total value of China's imports and exports hit a record $6 trillion, up 5% from last year, officials said at a press briefing in Beijing. If Mr. Trump institutes trade tariffs on China, Chinese exports to the U.S. are expected to drop, and prices are expected to rise on certain goods in America. Around the world, an emergency task force arrived in Russia's southern Krasnodar region on Sunday as an oil spill in the Kerch Strait from two storm-stricken tankers continues to spread a month after it was first detected, officials said. The task force, which includes Emergency Situations Minister Alexander Kurenkov, was set up after Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday called on authorities to ramp up the response to the spill, calling it, quote, one of the most serious environmental challenges we have faced in recent years, end quote. Kurenkov said that the most difficult situation had developed near the part of Taman in the Krasnodar region, where fuel oil continues to leak into the sea from the damaged part of the Volganeft 239 tanker. Back in the U.S., after a weekend spent blocking the explosive growth of fires that destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people in the Los Angeles area, firefighters got a slight break with calmer weather, but cast a wary eye on a forecast for yet more wind. Should that happen, already burned homes and valleys could flare anew, sending embers to unburned territory miles downwind. New fires could add to the complication. The death toll surged late Sunday with an update from the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner. The National Weather Service issued red flag warnings for severe fire conditions through Wednesday, with sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. The most dangerous day will be Tuesday, warned fire behavior analyst Dennis Burns at a community meeting Sunday night. And millions of Hindu devotees, mystics, and holy men and women from all across India flocked to the northern city of Prayagraj on Monday to kickstart the Maha Kumbh Festival, which is being touted as the world's largest religious gathering. Over about the next 6 weeks, Hindu pilgrims will gather at the confluence of three sacred rivers, the Ganges, the Yamuna, and the mythical Saraswati, where they will take part in elaborate rituals, hoping to begin a journey to achieve Hindu philosophy's ultimate goal, the release from the cycle of rebirth. The festival is a series of ritual baths by Hindu sadhus, or holy men, and other pilgrims at the confluence of the three sacred rivers that date to at least medieval times. At least 400 million people, more than the population of the United States, are expected in the city over the next 45 days, according to officials. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.